Go away.
Tommy, are you in there?
Shit. Jack, how'd you know I was here?
I've been searching for you for 6 months.
Well, as you're here, you might as well come on in. Sit down, Jack.
Tommy, I mean, look at the state of you. Why are you living here? This is a shithole.
Yeah, serves my purpose.
Your purpose? One day you just disappeared. Nobody's heard from you for at least 7 months. You doing drugs or something?
No, Jack. You know I don't do drugs.
Well, I didn't think so, but the way you're acting... Those of your friends all worried sick about you. Me included.
Just having a break, Jack.
Oh, I bet. My God, Tommy, why are you living in this hellhole here?
Not easy to explain, Jack.
The view's terrible. All you can see is a great big goddamn wall.
Yeah, I know that. Listen, I've got my PC, I've got my beer, I've got my food and munchies. And this place has something magical to offer.
Well, Tom, looks like you've lost your mind. Because this place is a complete shithole. Hell, even the police don't come round this area. Why would you leave all your friends to come live in a hellhole place like this? What the hell was that?
You heard that, right? There should be another one soon. They usually come in pairs. There you go.
What the hell is that noise?
That noise is why I stay here.
Sorry, Tom, just don't understand that. Hey, there's that noise again.
Yeah, sometimes they do come in spurts.
Anyway, Tommy, you look a bit like shit. Don't look like you're eating properly. You having some kind of mental breakdown?
No, Jack. I'm just taking a little bit of time off. And I've found a nice place where it makes me feel relaxed.
God damn it, what is that sound?
Well, Jack, you was in a relationship for 4 years, right?
Yeah, I want to forget about that.
She left you for another guy, right?
I said I want to forget about that.
And she pretty much took you to the cleaners as well, I think.
Yeah, well, Tom, you didn't do any better, did you? And you got arrested, didn't you? And spent 3 weeks in jail for something you didn't do. And when you got out, you found she'd taken your car.
Yeah, all right, Jack. So we're both in the same boat, right? We've both seen the true nature of a Femon. And now we see Femons in a truer, clearer light.
Yeah. Well, I don't trust a Femon unless it's laying underneath me.
Do you want to know what that sound is outside? And why it's so magical to me and why I want to stay here and hear it?
Well, Tom, I think you're having a mental episode. You don't stay somewhere for 6 months just because of a certain noise. You're either on drugs or pissed or both.
That sound you hear outside is Femon's hitting the wall.
No way.
Yes way. I don't know, but maybe we're in the third dimension or something. It took me quite a while to realize what it was. I don't know, maybe this is an echo chamber or something for the wall. But when one hits it, it sounds here.
Well, I'll be goddamned. Well, I see you're drinking Peroni.
Yeah, I always have a couple in the evening.
You got any spare Peroni?
Sure do, Jack. And some munchies.
You know what, Tom? This isn't really a bad place at all. How you found this place, I'll never know. But it has something about it.
Cheers, Jack.
Cheers, Tom. That's such a satisfying sound, isn't it?
So, Jack, when are you going to go back to civilization?
Well, there's no rush, Tom, as long as you've got enough beer.
Well, don't worry, Jack. I'll come back to civilization soon. But not just yet.
I'm with you on that one, Tom.